Bright Future, Summer 2022, read by Brian King and Kevin Treese. This newsletter contains 16 pages. Approximate reading time, 26 minutes. This recorded edition contains the entire text of the print edition except for photo captions. This newsletter was produced for the Oklahoma Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped. Bright Future, a publication of the Oklahoma Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped, Services for the Blind and Visually Impaired Division, Oklahoma Department of Rehabilitation Services. Volume 37, Number 3, Summer 2022, 300 Northeast 18th Street, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, 73105, 405-521-3514. Toll free 1-800-523-0288. Fax 405-521-4582. TTY-TDD 405-521-4672. Email olbph@okdrs.gov. Website www.olbph.org. Bright Future is also available in Braille, on Oklahoma Telephone Reader, on Oklahoma Recorded Magazines, and on our website. The Many Faces of Bard. For many patrons, Bard, Braille and Audio Reading Download, can be intimidating, but it doesn't have to be. Knowledge is power. That's why the National Library Service for the Blind and Print Disabled, NLS, now offers a free monthly educational series called The Many Faces of Bard. The program will be held on the second Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. Oklahoma time. It will last for 1 hour and will cover one aspect of Bard usage. Each program will start with a brief presentation. Time will be reserved at the end of each session to answer questions. NLS will announce the topic for the next presentation at the end of each program. The sessions are open to all patrons. To participate by phone, call 1-669-254-5252. Patrons with internet access can join via Zoom. We've put a link to the monthly Zoom sessions on the homepage of our website, www.olbph.org.
Director's Column by Kevin Treese, Library Director. In the public service sector, especially given the unique target audience we serve, we value help from other entities that wish to contribute to our mantra, share our vision that all may read. The OLBPH, as a specialty library service, is fortunate to have a library friends group called Oklahomans for Special Library Services, OSLS, a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Many community public libraries have friends groups. However, OSLS is unique because they help us serve a library patron base with print disabilities. Since 2010, OSLS has been helping fund our digital transformation by sharing the cost of thousands of digital cartridges. The group also purchases assistive technology and other items for our Accessible Instructional Materials, AIM, Center, serving visually impaired children birth through the 12th grade. Most recently, OSLS assisted our recording studio operations by purchasing items primarily for use by our volunteers. Our studio production and telephone reader service would be in dire straits if not for our volunteer readers and editors. So, at play here is a neat weave of OSLS, whose board members are comprised of volunteers, and a cadre of OLBPH volunteers making available Oklahoma-centric accessible reading materials. How cool is that?
Meet the new member of the OLBPH family. I am Kat Jensen, the new studio director for OLBPH. I come to you after 17 years in education. I started my career with a BS degree from Oklahoma State University and set up one of the first local pilot full-day pre-K programs in the area at Millwood Public Schools. I did that for several years until I got my master's in library media education from the University of Central Oklahoma. Most recently, I was a library media specialist and technology director in Guthrie Public Schools. I am sure you wonder where technology and sound engineering come into play for this position. I have been running soundboards and lighting as a hobby since I was in junior high. Also, as a librarian, I taught podcasting and sound editing to some of my older students. I have several technology certifications in different programming languages and am the web developer for the Boston Terrier and Short Nose Rescue of Oklahoma, a local nonprofit I helped found in 2015. I grew up in Choctaw and have been in Oklahoma most of my life. I have been married to my husband Andy for 17 years, and we have one adopted child, Donnell, who is in his second year at Rose State College. Andy works for OKDHS, and our son is studying computer graphic design. I currently have 3 cats, mixed breed, and 3 dogs, Boston Terriers. I have a younger brother who also works for DRS as a disability examiner. I am excited to be a part of an award-winning studio. I want to continue the studio's growth, as well as Oklahoma Telephone Reader, and continue to improve our reach and scope. Oklahoma Reads, showcasing fiction and nonfiction books in our collection that are about Oklahoma, its history, and its people, by Kat Jensen, Studio Director. Coming this fall from your studio, DBC 18961, Haunted Guthrie, Oklahoma, by Tanya McCoy and Jeff Provine. Just in time for the spooky season, meet the restless spirits of Oklahoma's first territorial capital. As the leaves change color and fall begins, get ready to find your favorite pumpkin spice drink and enjoy our newest scary story. If you like history along with some spooky stories of Oklahoma's past, then you will love Haunted Guthrie, Oklahoma. This book was narrated by wonderful storyteller Richard Roulard. To learn more about Richard, check out our volunteer spotlight on page 8. If you have ever been to Guthrie, you know it is a town frozen in time, rich with Oklahoma history. Guthrie began as Oklahoma's first territorial capital, even before statehood, and quickly established itself as a bustling, up-and-coming community. Oklahoma City may have stolen its right as the state capital under the veil of night all those years ago, but it hasn't stolen Guthrie's spirit, figuratively and literally. Guthrie is the largest contiguous historic district, according to the National Registry, and with that much preserved history, there is bound to be plenty of lingering history within the walls of Guthrie's old buildings. Guthrie is time and again voted the most haunted city in Oklahoma by several publications, even often being listed nationally. Buildings such as the Stone Lion Inn have even been featured on popular television shows such as Ghost Hunters and Ghost Adventures. So if you are looking to learn a lot about how this historic district came to be what it is today, along with plenty of fun and not too scary ghost stories, this would be a great read. This book covers everything: outlaws, cultists, lost love, and the ghost who seems to keep reliving the past. It also includes stories from the Black Jail, the secrets of the Masonic Temple, and the almost lost past in the Elbow. Follow the Oklahoma Paranormal Association co-founder Tanya McCoy and Oklahoma historian Jeff Provine as they steer you through some of Guthrie's hidden past. New AIM Center Machine Creates Tactile Pictures, by Pepper Watson, AIM Center Director. Can a picture be touched? Can touch see a picture? Images and graphics help us understand what is difficult to be described by words. For blind or visually impaired students, tactile images open a new avenue to learning. The AIM Center recently purchased a Pictures in a Flash, PIAF, machine to create tactile pictures for our students. PIAF uses special paper to create tactile images of anything as simple as a cat to a neuron. PIAF can create images from simple maps to more complex diagrams. Tactile graphics support math, science, and mobility, and can also help students understand spatial concepts. To access this service, please email your graphic file to pwatson@okdrs.gov. You may obtain graphics at the following sites or simply create your own. https://imagelibrary.aph.org/portals/aphb/login. http://www.tactileibrary.com/. We will produce the graphic and return it through the regular postal system. Please allow enough time for mailing to the shipping address you provide. If you have any questions, please contact Pepper at pwatson@okdrs.gov. Volunteer Spotlight by Brian King, Editor. You can take the teacher out of the classroom, but you can't take the classroom out of the teacher. These days, longtime educator Richard Roulard's classroom is the recording booth at the OLBPH studio. "I consider my narration as a form of teaching, so I have never really stopped teaching," Richard writes. "My classroom consists of people who are eager to learn, but whose disabilities limit their involvement in traditional spaces." After 14 years volunteering in the studio, Richard's voice is familiar to many OLBPH patrons. That voice will be at center stage again this fall when the Digital Recording Studio's latest book is released. He narrated Haunted Guthrie, Oklahoma, which will be available for patrons to hear in October. "This book has been easy to read because it is conversational," Richard explained. "When it comes to ghosts and hauntings, I am not a skeptic, so there has not been any hesitation on my part. I also am familiar with Guthrie enough to be intrigued by the locations I have visited and anxious to acquaint myself with others." Richard is very valuable to OLBPH because of his extraordinary skills, expertise, and versatility. His qualifications are too numerous to list in full here, but include a degree in secondary education with an emphasis in Spanish and English, a master's in English and American literature, and proficiencies in French, Spanish, and German. In 1972, he was one of the original faculty staff members to develop courses for Oklahoma City Community College, OCCC, when it was called South Oklahoma City Junior College. He was a professor of English there before being promoted to what would be called a dean today, and oversaw a division that included the arts and humanities. Later, he taught English composition, British literature, and general humanities. Even after his official retirement in 2008, Richard taught museum studies at the Oklahoma City Museum of Art in the fall semester and leadership development on the OCCC campus in the spring. Richard's wife, Carolyn, also worked at OCCC in human resources and served as an adjunct professor of management. Together, they are very proud of their 4 children and 8 grandchildren. In his spare time, Richard writes poetry and enjoys travel and photography. He also serves on the board of directors for the Friends of the Oklahoma Center for the Book. OLBPH honored Richard with the Joanna Peter Volunteer Achievement Award in 2018 in recognition of his continued dedication of time and talents. Book Corner by Andrew Shockley, Administrative Librarian. Here are a few suggestions for late summer and early fall reads. DB 107174, One Italian Summer by Rebecca Searle. When Katie's mother, Carol, dies, she is left reeling. They had planned a mother-daughter trip to Italy, and Katie decides to take the trip alone. As she explores the Amalfi Coast, she feels her mother's spirit. And then Carol appears, in the flesh, healthy and 30 years old. DB 90553, Billy Boyle, Books 1 through 5, by James R. Benn. If you are looking for a new mystery series, try this one. This cartridge includes the first 5 mysteries in the Billy Boyle World War II series. It features Billy Boyle, a Boston police detective turned Army lieutenant and personal investigator for General Dwight D. Eisenhower. Includes Billy Boyle, The First Wave, Blood Alone, Evil for Evil, and Rag and Bone. DBC 4838, The Junction Boys, by Jim Dent. Football season will be here before you know it, and this college football classic recounts the story of Bear Bryant's legendary training camp in 1954. In a move that many consider the salvation of the Texas A&M football program, Bryant put 115 players through the most grueling practices ever imagined. Only a handful of players survived the entire 10 days, but they turned a floundering football team into one of the nation's best. DBC 18078, Harp Song, by Rilla Askew. This novel of Oklahoma is set during the Great Depression. Harmonica-playing Harlan Singer marries Sharon Thompson, and they immediately take to riding the rails. Sometimes they steal, but only needed food and clothing, and they always try to repay their debts. This is a vivid and gritty portrait of an age and a place of desperate poverty, near starvation, red dust, and strong religious faith. DB 108429, Huck Out West, by Robert Coover. Part Western, part historical fiction, this sequel to Mark Twain's Huckleberry Finn, DB 42591, continues the classic story from where Twain left off. In Robert Coover's version, the adventures of Huck and Tom take them west. They start by joining the famous but short-lived Pony Express. Tom decides he'd rather own civilization than escape it, returning east to get a wife and a law degree. But Huck stays out west. He guides wagon trains, scouts for both sides in the Civil War, and wrangles horses on the Chisholm Trail, among other frontier adventures. Eventually, Huck reunites with Tom, Jim, and Becky Thatcher, and faces some hard truths and harder choices. DBC 5626, Henry Clay, The Essential American, by David Heidler. Looking for a meaty biography to end the summer? How about trying this title about someone who Abraham Lincoln said was his ideal of a great man? Henry Clay, 1777 to 1852, remains one of the most important and influential figures in American history. Known as the Great Compromiser, he helped shape early America as Speaker of the House, Secretary of State, and inspiration to many a politician, Lincoln in particular. A complete biography, this title covers both his career and personal life. DB 08474, Shogun, by James Clavell. If you are searching for a sweeping whirlwind of an historical adventure, Shogun is for you. In this epic, the reader gets a detailed recounting, through the eyes of English adventurer John Blackthorne, of the struggle between two Japanese warlords for the title of Shogun, the military dictator of 17th century Japan. Conflict, passion, ambition, lust, this novel has all the tools to sweep you away from the dog days of summer. DB 103534, Arsenic and Adobo, by Mia Manansala. Are cozy mysteries more your pace? Well, try this title, the first in the Tita Rosie's Kitchen Mysteries. Lila Makabagal, feels as though her life's a romantic comedy when she goes home after a bad breakup and is tasked with saving her Tita Rosie's failing restaurant. But when a nasty food critic, her ex-boyfriend, drops dead, the rom-com turns into an Agatha Christie case. DB106487, Space Junk, Houston, We Have a Hottie, by Sarah Hudson. Lastly, a space romance for our romance fans. NASA engineer Dr. Jackie Darling Lee is a genius about many things, but the male species is not one of them. When her best friend blackmails her into going to a local bar, she meets Flynn West, mechanic and heir to a ranching fortune. Using Bookshelf to Find Magazines and Book Titles, by Andrew Shockley, Administrative Librarian. Locating specific magazine or book titles on a cartridge containing multiple titles is easy if you use the Bookshelf feature on your digital player. It allows you to navigate back and forth through the cartridge to find the magazine or book title you want to read. Follow these steps to locate the magazine or book you want. 1. Insert the cartridge into the digital player. 2. Hold down the green Play Stop button until you hear the word Bookshelf. 3. Release the Play Stop button and tap down on the white arrow-shaped Fast Forward button to the right of the Play Stop button to move through the titles on the cartridge until you hear the title of the magazine or book you want to read. To move back through the titles on the cartridge, follow steps 1 and 2, then tap down on the white arrow-shaped Rewind button until you hear the title you are seeking. StoryWalk Contributions Increased This Summer, by Lacey Downs, Braille Transcriber. The OLBPH has continued its partnership with the Stillwater Public Library's StoryWalk with additional books. Since the previous issue, the library has provided Braille text for I Can Eat a Rainbow by Olena Rose and Little P by Amy Krauss Rosenthal. Both books focus on eating a variety of different fruits and vegetables. We expanded our Braille partnership to the Metropolitan Library System's Bethany Library and its latest story walk. The Way Back Home by Oliver Jeffers stars two strangers stranded in space, each a long way from home. The Back 40 by Jim Kettler, contract monitor and BEP training associate. Reading is Fundamental, Inc. is a nonprofit formed in 1966 to promote literacy in children. But the saying that reading is fundamental is a timeless reminder of how basic reading is to the quality of our lives. In about 1450, Johannes Gutenberg introduced movable type to Europe. That event kicked off a revolution in the growth of literacy that brings us to today. Before Gutenberg, the masses were typically illiterate, depending on the church and royalty to guide them. Ever since the explosion in publishing that Gutenberg started, the common individual, you and I, has access to a whole world of information. Knowledge. And what is knowledge? Power. All of this is why Gutenberg is a big personal hero. I love to read. One of my first heroes, after my dad, was Mrs. Swales, my first grade teacher. She taught me to read. Until I learned to read in her classroom, I thought there must be something wrong with me. And, in a way, there was. So today I celebrate the Oklahoma Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped. So All May Read is its motto, and the staff members live up to that credo every day. Spread the word. Although you know about the OLBPH, there are many who don't, whose worlds can be brightened by an introduction. Always remember how fundamental reading is to all disciplines. Math, science, certainly literature. It's a treasure. How do you want to receive this newsletter? Email users, are you okay with having Bright Future show up in your inbox 4 times a year? Or would you rather have a large print copy delivered to your mailbox? Perhaps you received this issue in the traditional mail, but have a working email address and would prefer electronic delivery. Email is more affordable, faster, and much easier to distribute. You can help us improve efficiency by sharing your email address with us. It will not be used for any other purpose or shared with any other organization, so you don't have to worry about getting more unwanted messages. If you would like us to change how you receive Bright Future, please let us know by calling 405-521-3514, 800-523-0288, or emailing olbph@okdrs.gov. Bright Future is the official publication of the Oklahoma Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped. It was printed by Heritage Solutions in El Reno, Oklahoma. It is published 4 times a year. Kevin Treese is the library director, and Brian King is the editor. In providing information to readers of Bright Future, the Oklahoma Department of Rehabilitation Services does not endorse any product or service referred to by this newsletter. This publication is authorized by the Oklahoma Department of Rehabilitation Services in accordance with state and federal regulations, with copies deposited with the Oklahoma Department of Libraries Publications Clearinghouse. Cost of printing and distribution was $2,754.73 for 2,400 copies. DRS does not discriminate on the basis of race, color, national origin, age, gender, religion, genetic information, gender identity, sexual orientation, political affiliation, marital status, disability, or ancestry in employment or the provision of services. For additional copies, contact the Oklahoma Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped, 405-521-3514. End of Bright Future. Recorded in the studios of the Oklahoma Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped, August 2022. Monitored by Kat Jensen. Reviewed by Scott C. Further reproduction or distribution in other than a specialized format is prohibited. End of newsletter.